Good morning and welcome back to BVTV. I'm joined today by Craig Moran, multi-asset fund manager at M&G. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
What an eventful week. Finally, we had some volatility back in the market. The VIX, the volatility index, went above 50 at some point, and these are levels you only see during recession periods. On the other hand, the Standard & Poor's 500 was down about 7% last week. What happened? What was behind this big sell-off in the market?
So the market had gone a long time without seeing this sort of volatility, and if anything, was starting to expect that into the medium term. So really that surprise in volatility was exacerbated by the fact that people had started to expect that to persist, risk models had started to expect that to persist. And so when we got this minor shock to markets, really those moves were exaggerated. And what was particularly interesting about this bout of volatility, it came at a time where there wasn't an external shock. So this wasn't like the Eurozone crisis or the financial crisis where you had a big systematic issue. This was very much the market dealing with internal issues of valuation. And the other big notable thing about this volatility spike was we didn't see the rally in treasuries or in government bonds that we'd seen in previous volatility spikes like this. And that's because the ultimate source of this volatility has come from valuation and the moving of that discount rate. So what I mean by that is we saw some very strong US data come out 2 weeks ago, and people are starting to reprice their expectations somewhat for inflation, but really what they're doing is moving around that discount rate. So people are looking at the current yield on bonds and saying, given the global growth that we're experiencing, given the upswing we're seeing in profits, why are we being compensated so lowly for investing in government bonds at the moment? So we've seen government bond yields starting to rise as those cash rates have been rising really over the course of the past 6 months. And that started to put pressure on the valuation of other assets as well, including equities. So that's why those correlation patterns have been breaking down, because it's that valuation that's really putting pressure on yields across all the asset classes.
Okay, so it seems like the market is just adjusting to a higher cash rate environment with higher volatility, with higher inflation. But now the key question, the question that everyone is asking at the moment, was this a short-term reprise or was it maybe a long-term reversal? So was it just an episode or was it maybe something more than that?
Yeah, what's interesting about this phase, and when we talk about episodes, what we really mean is the market moving for non-fundamental reasons. So we're looking for some rapid price action, which is very much what we've seen over the course of the past week. We're looking for somewhat chaotic price action, which we've very much seen over the course of the last week. And what we're really looking for is an inconsistent price response, and that's exactly what we've had. So despite the fact that the economy is getting good news, despite the fact that profits are being revised upwards, which should be good for equities, which should be good for credit spreads, at the same time, you're seeing prices falling because that discount rate is rising at the same time. So there's this trade-off between those long-term positive outcomes in terms of equity and credit spreads, but at the same time, you're getting second-by-second adjustments to that discount rate. So it's what's causing this volatility and it's what's causing this uncertainty is marrying up that change in the fundamentals, which is a positive, versus this temporary or this current derating of rates and yields.
Okay. One final question then. With government bond yields rising pretty much everywhere around the world and corporate bond spreads very tight historically, how much further do you think equity can really go?
Well, for us, what we're observing then is given that inconsistent price response, given that improvement in valuations really across all the asset classes, so government bond yields are suddenly looking higher, equity earnings yields are suddenly looking higher, and credit spreads are suddenly looking somewhat higher than they were as well, having been very tight. Actually, this represents an opportunity for us. So within our funds, what we've been doing is actually re-engaging in some equity market positions, which we'd tactically taken off earlier in the year because now the valuation has improved. So we're getting good news on the fundamental side of things, and we're also getting an improved entry point in terms of valuation. So for us, we think from here, the valuation into equities is looking really as attractive as it has at any time in the past year or so. So from an equity perspective, things are now looking more interesting. So we've been re-engaging. Now, that doesn't mean or that doesn't help us understand what's going to happen in the next week, because as things have been chaotic, there's no reason to believe that that will necessarily disappear immediately as the market is still grappling with itself. But if we can extend our time horizon looking out into the medium term, actually this is quite an attractive entry point to be engaging in global equities at the moment. So that's what we've started to do.
Sure. Okay, thanks, Craig.
Thank you.
And as usual, here are the things to look at for the week ahead. Of course, there will be many economic releases, but the most important thing to look at will be on Wednesday, when we will finally see where US inflation currently is. A higher than expected US inflation might create another sell-off in the market with higher volatility, so better to keep an eye on it. Well, with this is all from our side. Thank again, Craig, for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in. Have a nice day.